Today's talk theme is titled, Do You Matter to God? So do you matter to God? And we have Brother Michael Connell, a local brother, giving the talk for this morning. So we'll listen attentively to your discussion.
So you woke up this morning, you looked outside, saw the bright sunshine, the blue sky, the colors are changing. You crack open the window, the fall air is coming in. You hear the birds singing. Oh, Canada geese. Yes, it's fall, my favorite time of year. Then you decide as you're getting ready for the day, I'm going to turn on the news and see what's happening in the world. So you turn on the news and immediately, knifing in the East End, multiple shooting in the West End. A peaceful demonstration turns violent. War still rages in Ukraine. Food prices up, gas prices up. Now your bright day has just turned gray. Yes, we live in a harsh and loveless world. People are distraught. They're unhappy with the way things are going. They see things that they don't like, and they see the government that says they're going to change things, but they don't. So they think, nobody really cares about me. No, I can't turn to anybody and go to them and show that, and they show in return that they want what's best for me. But, and they even begin to think, God doesn't care. If he did, why isn't he doing something? Is there a God? Many people say. Many people don't believe there is. But the scriptures tell us differently. God is not wired the same as man. He's wired differently. And we can find that out together in our Bibles. Please follow me in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 9. That's Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. This is talking about Jehovah. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, declares Jehovah. For the heavens are higher than the earth. So my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. So here Jehovah is telling mankind, I don't think like you. I'm perfect. I'm the creator of all things. I'm not like man. I'm aware of what's going on and I do care. And in today's talk, you're going to see how he really does care for each and every one of us here today. So Jehovah is motivated by love in all he does. And we can just look around and see that he loves each and every one of us here this morning. We see evidence of God's love because he provides for everyone. As we're reminded in the Bible at Acts 14, 16, and 17. Please turn with me there. That's Acts 14, 16, and 17. It reads, in the past generations, he permitted all the nations to go on in their ways. Although he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying you with food and filling your hearts with gladness. Isn't that so true? It doesn't matter where you live, what nationality you are, what type of person you are, Jehovah cares for you daily. He gives us our seasons for growing, our seasons for harvesting. He gives us our rain. He gives us what we need to survive each and every day because he really wants us to be happy, even in this world. He created the earth with so much beauty and give us all our senses to enable us to appreciate this. This point is brought out of Psalm 139, 14. I invite you to turn with me there to Psalm 139. 14. It reads, I praise you because in an awe-inspiring way, I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them very well. So you just think about all our senses, our hearing, our sight, our smell, our taste, our feel. We're able to enjoy so much. For example, think of when you walk into a bakery or a pastry shop and you inhale all the different beautiful aromas, the breads, the pastries. And then you have to focus in on one thing though. You only get one thing to choose from. Mine's the cinnamon bun. So I see that cinnamon bun and I'm so happy. So I get that cinnamon bun and I smell it and I touch it. And the first bite, wow. Along with the coffee, my day's made. So that's each one of us. We have our happy spots, places we like to go to be happy. And different things make different people happy. But Jehovah knows that we're individuals, and he wants us all to be happy. So ultimately, we owe all our happy moments, everything we find joy in, to Jehovah, because he's provided it for us. And he's even went a step further. Motivated by his love for us, he wants us to have a close personal relationship with him. And we can read this together at 1 John 4, 9, 10, and 19. Please follow me there. To 1 John 4, 9, 10, 19. It says, by this the love of God was revealed in our case, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might gain life through him. The love in this respect, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiatory sacrifice for our sins. And down in 19, we love God because he first loved us. So God took the first step, saying, I love you. I want you to succeed. I'm going to give you my Son as a sacrifice so you can have your sins forgiven. So you can imagine, he sent his only begotten Son down here to earth to live with us humans. And he suffered. People didn't like him. He was spat upon. He was slapped. He was called names, but he didn't let that stop him. He had a purpose and he fulfilled that purpose. And he did it because he loved us. And he wanted us to have our sins forgiven and have that hope of a happy, perfect life here on earth eventually. So that's the greatest gift anybody could give, their Son for us. Just think about that for a moment. It's a huge sacrifice for Jehovah, but he wanted us to be happy and have a future. So although the ransom is available to each one of you here this morning, it's up to you whether you choose to accept their ransom or not. So we've talked about how God cares about all of us because of all the beautiful creations around us and all he's done for us as a group of people. But what about each one of you personally? Does God know you each personally? When you're up here at the front, I know your faces, but I don't really know you all personally. But does Jehovah? Yes, he does. He knows each and every one of you as a separate person. He knows your likes, your dislikes, what makes you happy, what makes you sad. And he cares about you. So we as individuals have to take steps to respond to God's love so we can draw closer to him. That invitation is given to us in the Bible at James 4 and 8. James chapter 4 and 8. It says, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you and sinners, and purify your hearts, you indecisive ones. So you think to yourself, how can I draw close to somebody I can't see and talk to? Because when we get close to people, it's because we communicated with them. We got to know them. We've had them over for dinner, or we've been out together with them. And so we know them as individuals. And that's how we draw close to ones in the congregation. But how about Jehovah? How do we do that? It's through his word, the Bible. He's communicating with us through his word. He's telling us what he wants, what makes him happy, what makes him sad, what's acceptable to him and what's not. And he does it in a loving, kind way because he wants to draw us gently to him, as we're reminded of John 6 and 44. Please turn with me there. John chapter 6. And 44 reads, no man can come to me unless the Father who sent him draws him. I will resurrect him in the last day. So Jehovah gently draws people to him through his word, the Bible, through Bible-based publications. He doesn't force anybody to worship him or love him, but he invites them through his word, the Bible. And by us reading from his word, the Bible, not just reading, but meditating on it, we get to know what he wants. And that way we're building a relationship with him. Well, when we get to know somebody, we also talk to them, communicate with them. He's communicating with us. How do we communicate with him? Through prayer. Psalm 65 and 2 reminds us of this. It says, O hearer of prayer, to you of all sorts will come. So yes, we can pray to Jehovah anytime, anywhere, any place. It doesn't matter if it's at midnight. It doesn't matter if you're up in the mountains, down in the valley, in a car, on a bus, on a train, wherever. You can pray to Jehovah anytime, 24 hours a day. He's never closed his lines to anybody. He wants you to pour out your heart to him. Let him know how you're feeling. Let him know what's bothering you. And after you do that, it just gives you a sense of, now I can sleep. Now I feel better because I poured out my heart to him. And I know that he's listening and he wants to be my friend. And as we said earlier, the ransom applies to each one of you individually. Not as a whole, but each one of you. So showing his love for you and you and you. He knows it. So, and he highly values each person that draws close to him. He knows every hair in your head, as brought out at Matthew 10, 29 to 31. Please follow me there in your Bibles. Matthew 10, 29 to 31. It reads, two sparrows sell for a small coin value, do they not? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's knowledge. But even the hairs on your head are all numbered. So have no fear, you are worth more than many sparrows. So just think about that. When a sparrow falls to the ground, that tiny little bird, Jehovah knows it's fallen. How much more so with man that he created to subdue the earth and live on the earth and be happy on